It is Friday, December 14th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Callums. Support for KUAF comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care in Northwest Arkansas for over 12 years. Locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. Healthy people, healthy community. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, big news from the Jones Center. We'll have a recap of the announcement of a large donation for the center, which was announced earlier this morning. Plus, as he does every Friday, Michael Tilley from the City Wire calls in to discuss business and politics from the River Valley. Also, we will announce the winners of the KUAF and Friends holiday giveaway and more.
But first, the Jones Trust is receiving two big financial gifts from the Walton Family Foundation and the CARE Foundation. Ryan Hale from the Walton Family Foundation announced the first gift to the Trust this morning at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale.
Today we are announcing that the Walton Family Foundation will contribute up to $13 million over the next 3 years to assist in the growth of the Jones Trust Endowment, as well as capital improvements and maintenance for Jones properties.
The Walton Family Foundation gift accounts for $10 million. It's part of a match requiring more money to be raised from other supporters. The other $3 million will be distributed over 3 years for maintenance and capital improvements at the Jones Center. The CARE Foundation pledged an additional $10 million gift, an outright gift this morning at the Jones Center. We'll have more from this morning's announcement in just a few minutes.
Fayetteville-based Arvest Bank announced yesterday it will acquire several bank branches from Bank of America Corporation. If the deal receives regulatory approvals, Arvest will receive 29 bank branches in 4 states, all of them in or near existing Arvest markets, and the deal would include transfer of the accounts and loans associated with the branches in question. Bank of America branches that are included in the purchase include bank branches in Harrison, Russellville, Cassville, Neosho, and Monette, Missouri. More information about the deal can be found at arvestblog.com.
The city of Fayetteville will soon be shedding some of its paperweight. That's if the city council agrees to make $32,000 worth of technology upgrades. Currently, the city uses a paper-based legislative management process, meaning all of the agenda items for city council or various commission or committee meetings are developed, managed, and routed for approval using paper. But the city is considering digitizing the agenda process using software from a company that specializes in software for governments to provide public information. City officials say the move could cut down on printing costs in addition to furthering the city's open government and information access initiatives.
Fans of Fort Smith's Calico County can celebrate as the restaurant has announced it will reopen at its current location at 2401 South 56th Street. The landmark Fort Smith restaurant closed after a fire in the early morning of November 26th. The cost of heating may increase in many homes as weather has become much cooler. Southwestern Electric Power Company says a yearly checkup will save homeowners money in the long run, but many don't keep up with yearly maintenance. Spokesman Peter Main suggests minor changes that can save energy and money.
One of the areas that people don't often think about is, are the exhaust fans in their bathrooms and kitchen. And if you run those too long, you can be pulling warm air out of the house. So use them as you need to, but don't use them too long. Another area that you can pay attention to is your fireplace, to be sure that when it's not in use, the damper is tightly closed. And if you have the glass doors in place, that you keep those closed as well.
The power company does recommend yearly maintenance, the same way you'd have the oil or brakes checked on a car.
Overcast tonight, 90% chance of rain, lows in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, then overcast with a high of 61 in northwest Arkansas. Partly cloudy, then clear in the Arkansas River Valley with highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s.